This is the Business Storytelling Podcast with Christoph Trapp, available on Google, Spotify, Apple, Pandora, and other podcast channels. Want to play it on your iPhone? Just ask Siri to play the Christoph Trapp Business Storytelling Podcast, also available on Alexa. Here's Christoph with today's episode.
Hey, business storytellers, it's Christoph Trapp. Episode 247 coming your way. We're making our way to 300. Who would have thought that we might get there before we know it here? Thanks for listening. Yesterday we had Kathy Klutz guest talk about improv in business. Certainly that's something to think about. Today we want to talk about Amazon star reviews. What's happening? How does Amazon calculate star ratings for different countries? So here's how I jumped across that topic. I was looking up my book in Germany, and believe it or not, my book has 3 stars in Germany. I'm like, I wonder why it's lower than the US, which is 4 stars. And the reason is the way Amazon calculates star ratings for different countries. So here's how that works. And there's also an article on AuthenticStorytelling.net. The link will be in the show notes, so feel free to click on that. But basically the way it works is Amazon has 2 buckets of reviews. And one is the verified purchase. And this is the one where people buy the book directly on Amazon worldwide. Doesn't make any difference where they buy it. If they bought it on Amazon, on any Amazon site, they are a verified purchase. So Amazon knows that you bought it officially. And so basically, if somebody in Germany buys my book, and then they go in and they leave a review, that verified purchase review shows up. Now, on the other side, we also have unverified reviews. And these are reviews that people leave after reading the book or getting the book from me at a conference, or they bought it from me directly, or they got a promotional copy or something like that. And Amazon doesn't know whether or not those people bought the book. They don't know one way or the other. It's, you know, they just don't know. And because they didn't buy it from them. And so those are the 2 buckets. So the verified reviews basically show worldwide. So if somebody leaves a verified purchase review in Denmark, that review also gets added into the calculation for any other country that has Amazon. So, for example, I have 2 verified reviews on Amazon US, and those are all the verified ones I have. Then I have 3 unverified ones, I think. 2 unverified ones. But I know those people bought the book because they bought it directly from me. So technically, they are verified, but not in Amazon's case. So Amazon should really have a thing where I can send them the receipt, I guess. But anyway, nonetheless, that's kind of how it goes. Then I have 1 more review in Canada that's unverified. So they also bought the book from me, but it's unverified in Amazon's mind. So what Amazon does, they take the verified purchases reviews worldwide, and they count for every country. And then the other ones, the unverified ones, so to speak, only count in the country where they were given. So the 1 in Canada only shows in Canada. The 2 in the US only show in the US. I don't have any reviews at all in Germany. So Germany only takes the verified ones from the US, basically. I'm currently accepting requests for future virtual and on-site keynotes and workshops. In 2020 alone, I've spoken in Singapore and Istanbul, virtually, of course, thanks COVID. I can't wait to get back on the road, and if we still can't get on the road in 2021, I would be happy to speak at your event virtually. Please reach out to me, ctrapp@gmail.com or authenticstorytelling.net. So the way that looks, most of the reviews have been positive. There's been 1 negative one. And given the number is still relatively small, small percentage of book purchases as well, basically The U.S., the book has 4 stars. Germany has 3 stars. Canada, 3.5 stars. And that's because there was one positive verified purchase review and one negative one. So, and then everything else only shows for that country. So it's just something to keep in mind that that is how that works. Of course, you want to have a good number. So the one that I focus on for the most part is the U.S. And when I do like the ad, the native custom ad for U.S. sites, U.S. Amazon, it says rated 4 out of 5. So that's not terrible. Rated 3 out of 5 is not quite as good. It's not rated 1 out of 5, but it's something to think about. What countries do you want to focus on? My book has been sold in North America, South America, Asia. I think those are the main ones, Europe. So, but, you know, where do you focus? And especially the verified ones. I mean, do you want to send people to buy the book on Amazon? You know, I make a little bit more money when they buy it through me. But I also have to ship it myself. So there's trade-offs, certainly. But there is value in getting those verified ones because they do carry through globally. So how do you drive up your Amazon star rating? So one is send people to Amazon to buy it. You know, I did have some book purchases there the last couple days before I recorded this. Maybe they'll take the time. I don't know who they are because they bought them on Amazon.
Help with digital marketing for your small to medium-sized business? Reach out now and drop us a message at ctrap@gmail.com.
So that's part of the problem when they do it on Amazon, when they buy there, you don't know who bought the book. If somebody buys it from me, I know they bought it, and then I can follow up. I can send them an email. So just something to think about. Of course, the top way to get good reviews is to actually have a product that's worth consuming. Certainly, you know, 1-star review always hurts. The person that left the review does have some points about the formatting. And, you know, that's, what can you do? So basically, it happens. I wrote the book on Google Drive on an iPad, and it was really the best I could do with the formatting. But I do hear the point. I have also not given reviews to books previously because I didn't like the formatting, like one big paragraph, for example. The other thing is ask people to leave reviews when they want to leave positive ones. I mean, that's a really good strategy if you know they like the book and if you know they would be open to doing that. So that happens for sure. So go from there, ask people, have a good product, promote it, and focus on the right countries. But definitely focus on the verified purchases or really any reviews in your main country. So if you could care less what the rating is in, I don't know, some country you don't really do much business in, don't focus there. Focus on your country, focus on your main countries, and then focus on the verified ones, verified purchases, at least until you have a few. That's all I have on the topic. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow's episode, this was episode 247. Tomorrow, 248, How Giving Can Bring You Business Success with my friend Bob Burke. Very interesting discussion. Already ran on the live stream. Make sure you subscribe to that as well. Periscope.tv/ctrap. But episode 248 coming your way tomorrow as we're making our way to the end of the year. What a crazy year it has been. I hope you're staying safe, sane, healthy, and making it through this difficult year for many of us. I'm Christoph Trapp, your host and author of Content Performance Culture. Until next time.